สะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะพุทธังธัมมังสังฆังนะมัสสามิ
So I ask for permission and the opportunity from Mpo Anan Bosomchai and to all my monastic friends and the Dhamma here. And this is so another day that we have coming together to practice Dhamma, both the laity at Wat Mapchan and those who are joining us online from home, some from Thailand, some from overseas. So I extend my greetings to all of you that you've come to join in this retreat together. And I also wish to express the joy that I find in the goodness that all of you are creating. So both those here at the monastery and those overseas as well, that you've willingly given your time that you could be using to engage in your duties and affairs in the world, but instead have used that to come to practice here and online. So you've taken that opportunity, and notice many of you have joined in retreats with us in the past, and also this present retreat as well. And you do this due to the faith that you have in the Buddha Sasana, in the teachings of a perfectly self-awakened Buddha, and the teachings of the Kruba Ajahns, these great teachers. So Venerable Ajahn Mun, Venerable Ajahn Chah, Venerable Ajahn Anand, for example. And so then we come together to practice the Dhamma, and we do this consistently. And this is a good thing. So with us having faith in the teachings of the Buddha and in the Kruba Ajahns, these great monastics, these great teachers, that we have that faith because we have created this connection, that we have a connection through goodness and merit with them, due to the merit that we have done with the Buddhasasana in many, countless lifetimes prior to this. And if one hadn't made this merit with the Buddhasasana before, then when they listen to the teachings of a perfectly self-awakened Buddha or of other awakened teachers, then they just don't feel any faith. They don't believe in those teachings. And when they don't believe in them, then they don't practice following them. So what that shows us then is for all of you to come together to practice like this, that you've created the causes for that in many lives prior to this, that you have the faith to be able to practice following the teachings of a great teacher, that you can practice generosity and keep virtue well, be cultivating your minds, come to practice the Dhamma like this. It's due to the belief and the trust that you have. And belief and trust that if you do good things, then what you'll receive is goodness. And that's correct. That if you do that which is not good, then the results you receive will not be good. And so the results that we receive, they come back to us within this life and also after our body passes away as well. So what the Buddha had taught already is that other than the human world, there are other planes of being. So there's the heavenly worlds, the Brahma worlds, and there's also the worlds of suffering, So like hell, for example, and those who conduct themselves in bad ways, then they will fall into one of these states of woe. But because we have this interest and this belief in the teachings, then we don't dare to do anything which is not good. So like killing animals, for example, or stealing or lying, that we don't do these deeds. So to speak about our practice that we're engaging in right now, so this walking meditation, sitting meditation, us doing the chanting in the morning and the evening, we can do that because we see the benefit, the value of it. You see the value of our mindfulness, that this brings us peace of heart. That when we have mindfulness and wisdom, we're able to fix the problems that come up in our life. And these good deeds and good qualities that we create, these gather together and collect within our hearts. So like the way that we go out and in the morning offer food to the monks on Alms Round, or we bow and chant, listen to the Dhamma of Lompo Anan, and perhaps we listen to this every single day. And all of these things, they gather together and get stored within the heart. And no one is able to take this away from us, because this is an inner wealth that we have. The other kinds of wealth that we have, when we die, we just have to toss that aside and leave it in this world. We're not able to take it past this life. But the Dhamma practice that we're doing right now, this is an inner wealth. It's something which we're able to take along with us each life that we get born into. In this journey in samsara, going between birth and death, right until we reach Nibbana. And that's the highest goal of all of us. So if we haven't yet reached there, then what we need to do is carry on seeking out goodness, carry on doing all kinds of good karma and good deeds. So generosity, it's virtue, the cultivating of the heart. And you do this constantly, and this is what can follow us into a new birth, into a new plane of existence. And then when we get born again, then we carry on doing that again. Be generous again, and maintain virtuous conduct again, cultivate our hearts, be meditating again, and sit in meditation, walk in meditation. And these are all good things, these are all good deeds. This is good karma. The karma through our bodily acts, through our verbal acts, and through our mental acts. So when we do those good things, those that good karma, we receive good results. And that's why we need to gather up these good deeds. And the more we do so, the more benefit we will receive. And then through that, it becomes the cause for us to meet with good friends in the Dhamma in the future, to be born into a good family. And so we do this a lot then, listen to the Dhamma a lot. Because in our modern lives that we live, that we have a family perhaps, and we also need to go to work and use our time with that, because we need to find some wealth in order for us to be able to live in this world. But we also have this faith in Buddhism to be able to willingly give some of our time to come to practice together online like this. And so it's not that you just stop when this retreat finishes, but afterwards you carry on practicing. And so perhaps when you're at home and maybe before you go to work or afterwards that you can be practicing. Or perhaps before going to sleep, you can chant briefly and develop samadhi as well. Be reciting Buddha, look at the in and out breath, the breath coming in, the breath going out. And this can bring the mind into a state of collectedness and firmness, stability. So you can do this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You really do as much as you have the energy to be able to do. And for those of you who are quite good, then perhaps 30 minutes. But in the beginning, maybe just 10 minutes. But what's important is for us to do it and to do it consistently so that it forms into a habit for us and becomes a part of our disposition. And so it becomes a thing where if we get to the evening and we haven't yet meditated, we feel as though something is missing from our lives. So we can meditate before sleeping, or perhaps in the morning, just when we wake up, we can recite Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, and sit in meditation before going off to work. And so this becomes a good cause condition for us and changes our disposition, our personality, and something which helps us to bring our minds into a state of peace. And then when we have these causes, if we meet with difficulties, problems at work, then we'll have the mindfulness and wisdom to know that, well, there's a problem that's arisen and to find a way of fixing it. And we can bring our minds just to calm down, to stay with the breathing, be reciting Buddha first. Perhaps we may be quite angry, staying with many people, working together with many others. There are many different experiences, many different emotions that we meet with. And so then we can just bring the mind to stay with the breath. And this can be of great value for us. Just take the mind to the breath, recite Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho first. And bring the mind into a state of stillness and calm. And then from that, we can go about solving the problems that we have at work. So therefore, in practicing the Dhamma, we see that we get many benefits from this. And that within our daily life, we can see those benefits coming up. So like at work, for example, whatever it is that we are doing, that we can be practicing, be maintaining our mindfulness and try to bring our minds to a centered place. And so we sit in meditation, do walking meditation, bring the mind to a state of samadhi. And if our samadhi is good, then we'll be able to perceive the things around us as being always changing and unstable. And so anything which appears within our lives, we'll be able to kind of contemplate that well. So for example, us having been born already, that this body needs to get old, it needs to age. And there are times when illnesses arise for us, and there are all different kinds of illnesses that can come up. Because this life of ours is something which isn't sure. So perhaps for us right now, that we still have our life, but we don't know how much longer that's going to stay with us. Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, that we really don't know that after that amount of time whether we'll still be alive or not. Maybe a severe illness will arise. Maybe we'll get into an accident. So therefore, we need to be careful. And what is this carefulness? Well, it's really being intent on creating all kinds of good and skillful deeds. So offering food to the monks in arms round, to be keeping the five precepts and be very strong, firm in that, to be chanting and meditating. And these are all kinds of good deeds that we develop. And this is what it means to be firm in heedfulness, because our lives are not sure. And if we gather up this internal wealth, that's something that we can take with us past this life. And even in this life, something that we can use is in the future, maybe when we start aging, when we get very sick, and then, or when we're just about to pass away, then we can reflect and recollect the good deeds that we have done. And this can bring brightness and joy and peace into the heart. And when we need to be separated from this world, then through the merits that we have created, then this will bring the mind into a skillful state, and we won't be afraid of death. And the mind will be in a happy state, and then it will be able to go to a destination that we hope for, which is heaven. And to what level of heaven we go to, that depends upon the merit and the skillful deeds that we have done. Or if we are born as a human, then through that merit we'll be able to meet with the Buddhasasana, meet with these great masters who have practiced well, practiced correctly. We'll be born into a family that has right view. We'll have the opportunity to practice further. And so this is why I'm saying that practicing the Dhamma is something that's important, that's necessary for us to do. And it's also why all of you, those at this monastery, those coming to practice online, you're very fortunate to have this opportunity. And it's a chance to gather up this inner wealth. And so therefore I wish to express the joy that I find in the good deeds, the merit, the skillfulness that all of you are creating, that you're so ready to give up your time to come and practice the Dhamma, to be listening to the teachings of Lompo Anan, to come and chant, do the morning chanting, the evening chanting with the monks here. And all of these are meritorious deeds that you are creating. And so lastly, I'd like to ask for the power of the triple gem and all that which is sacred, so that all of you who have come together to practice the Dhamma, may you meet with happiness and development in your practice. And I also wish for all of you to look after your Dhamma practice and carry on practicing further, even after this retreat ends. And so at home you can carry on with your practice, and may all of you meet with happiness and growth. Amen.